On Wednesday nights, I've been teaching. If you're going to come on Wednesday nights, by the way, the class that I'm in would be a good one to go to. No offense, Pastor Keith or Dietra. No, I'm just all joke. But in this class, it's about practical evangelism and just how we do that in our lives, in real life. What does it look like? How do we do it? How do we equip ourselves? And so that word equip has come up several times in a conversation in this class. And I begin to, you know, sometimes God cooks something in you and you're like, oh yeah, okay. So I got to study that out. Because I had to ask myself when thinking about equip, what biblically are we equipped for? What are we supposed to be doing? What is God preparing for us to do? And what does equipping look like in our lives? And where does it come from? I've used the phrase for most of my life, right? And I've heard the phrase most of my life, but I never really stopped to think about what it is that I'm equipped for. What does the Bible say that we are being equipped for? So I wanted to do this study, and I want to share it with you. I think we may glean something from this today. Equip actually comes from the Greek word oikodome. And by the way, as you probably noticed, if you've heard me a few times, I like to look at the Greek words, the original language of the Bible that we have, and kind of see, you know, compare. You don't have to have a Greek Bible or any Greek knowledge to read the Bible and be successful at it. Please know that. You don't have to have a degree or any kind of intelligence. As a matter of fact, the Bible says sometimes a child understands it easier than adults. So it's okay, but I love to maybe compare Greek, the Greek interpretation to English, just to kind of see, you know, if we're understanding it correctly, or if Brother King James actually used the correct word there, and so on and so forth. Yeah, I thought that would be funny. But so I just want you to feel comfortable with that. But it's just something that I love to do. It gives me a little deeper understanding sometimes. Equip comes from the Greek word oikodome. Are there any Star Wars fans out there? Okay, there's a couple. Yeah, I got some. Well, this word sounds like something that Jar Jar Binks would say. Misa oikodome, right? It matches. Oikodome, the act of building up, edifying, edification. The act of one who promotes another's growth in Christianity. See, when I read the word equip, sometimes I just think of being given tools to do stuff. But it seems that this word is going to mean more to us in this study than just being given tools for something. I want to know, who's given the tool? Where are we getting this from? What are the tools? And what is it going to be used for? Oikodome. It's interesting how the Bible uses this language of construction to reference the body of Christ and the church. Oikodome is sometimes used as a specific building or a temple in the New Testament, the Gospels. Oikodome is this language of construction. And really, if you think about it, it makes sense, because all throughout the New Testament, the church, the body of Christ, references, a building. Like we are building blocks, build fitly, tied it together to build the house of God. And Jesus is the cornerstone, for instance. So we see this reference and this language several times in the New Testament. And we'll see that a lot of those phrases today, like equipping the saints. What are we equipped for? Where does it come from? What does it look like? How do we, what is it going to look like for us in our everyday lives here in 2024? So we go to the Word of God for clarity. First part of this, I'm just going to read quite a few scriptures and They're going to be on the board behind me. I have notes, physical notes, out of the tables in the foyer if you want one to take home and study. Or on YouVersion, you can go to Bethel Church Choctaw's YouVersion account and follow along with the notes as well. We'll start out with Ephesians 4, 11, and 12. Everybody good so far? Okay, good. All you at home, give me a thumbs up. Okay, all right, gotcha. He gave some as apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ. As we go through these, I want you to keep those questions in mind. What's your questions about equipping, what that means and looks like? In this scripture, equipping, it comes from God by way of a gifted servant, an apostle or prophet or evangelist and so forth. And the purpose of the equipping was for the work of service and the further building up of the body. And then a few verses later, Ephesians 4:16, he says, from whom the whole body being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part. What does that do? Well, it causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. Building up, oikodome. Now, throughout this teaching, something else we're going to realize is that the equipping or edification of building up is linked with teamwork and partnership. Now, remember last week I said that this year I felt like God was leading us towards relationship and working together to further the kingdom of God as a family. I really had no idea that this study was going to take us there, but I begin to see this tie to being equipped and working together and what that means. We have to do that. And causes growth for the building up in love. Ephesians 4:29, same chapter. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification. Now, I want you to check out this next phrase. I love this. Adam, this is going to ring true for what we've talked about on Wednesday. Do you know what I'm going to say? According to the need of the moment. Read the room. Right? Read the room. That's God's version of read the room, people. Spiritually read the room. Adam taught us that on Wednesday night, and I think I've said it ever since. Read the room. Speak such words that's good for edification according to the need of the moment. Why? So that it will give grace to those who hear. This edification or this equipping comes from your words. And it should be timely and appropriate, right? Read the room. And why do we do it? For the purpose of giving grace to each other. Second Timothy 3:16 and 17. Let's go to this one. See what it says. All scripture is inspired by God. It's profitable for teaching. It's profitable for reproof, for correction, training in righteousness. Why? So that the man of God may be adequate, so that the man of God may be equipped for every good work. Here, equipping and edification comes from scripture for every good work. Hebrews 13:20 and 21. Now the God of peace equip you in every good thing to do his will. This equipping is direct from God for the purpose of doing his will. Romans 14:19. So then we pursue the things which make for peace. And we pursue the things which make for the building up of one another. Oikodome. Edification comes from each other. Equipping edification, building up, comes from each other. And it requires a pursuit. Sadly, it just doesn't happen by accident most of the time. We need to pursue it. Pursue opportunities to encourage each other, your fellow believers, your fellow church family. 2 Corinthians 10:8, Paul says that the Lord gives him authority in order to build up the church, to build them up. And he says about the same thing in 2 Corinthians 13:10. The Lord gave him authority to build up the church. Equipment comes from man being gifted by God. Authority was given to man for the purpose of equipping others. Ephesians 2, 21 and 22. In whom the whole building, oikodome, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together. Same word. Into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. So what are we equipped here for? Equipping together for the purpose of housing the Spirit of God. Okay, last one. And there's more, but there's last one here. 1 Corinthians 8:1. Knowledge makes arrogant, but love edifies. Oikodomo. Love builds up. Love equips. So let's boil it down to this list. I have this first list. Where does equipping, edification, and building up, where does it come from? Come from God. Comes from spiritual gifts, from the Spirit. Comes from Scripture. It comes from each other. We're equipping each other. Comes from your words. It says encouragement. It comes from properly reading the room. Comes from love. And it requires a pursuit. Now, what is the purpose of this edification? What are we equipped to do? According to Scripture, we're equipped to build up and grow the body of Christ in love. To grow the house of God, as Scripture said. We're equipped to do good works for the work of the service or work of service. To do His will. To give grace to each other is why we're equipped. And for housing the Spirit of God. Building a house for the Spirit of God. I like that. See, you're not equipped for the purpose of living a better life. Sorry. I don't get that from the Scriptures, right? You understand. We're not equipped so that we can make more money. You might, and that's fine. God bless you. Or to live prosperous. We're not equipped for an inward focus. Being equipped is not a self-help ideology. It's not inward focused at all. It's outward focused. If you think about why you are equipped biblically, you're equipped for an outward focus. Bottom line, we are equipped to impact others, to work corporately to house the Spirit of God, thus bringing about the very kingdom of God on this earth. The church, the body of Christ. You know what? Sometimes we're equipped for a task and we don't even realize that we are equipped for a task. Have you ever gone through something in your life and at the time you're like, Lord, why in the world? I thought I was being a good boy. And now I'm going through this. I don't understand it. And a little bit later, maybe months down the road, like, oh, you were able to impact somebody's eternity because of something that you went through or learned from an experience. And I'm not saying God causes bad things to happen, but can you be taught something during those bad things? Absolutely. And God can use that. Amen. We were being equipped. I didn't even realize I was being equipped for that. And there have been times that I would say, I'd go through that again to make that kind of impact in somebody else. But the result of this study that I did not expect is the equipping, is the importance of Christians equipping each other. How we have to work together, how that affects the church as a whole, the body of Christ, and how this process fulfills God's will on this earth, growing his people group. I want you to think about this. The very word, equip, like I said, is a construction type of term, literally a word for referencing building of an edifice, a house. The sense of a bricks growing up to be bricks, providing in growing other bricks, bringing other bricks into the family of God. Growing our relationship with God and influencing others to do the same. That's Bethel Church Choctaw's vision statement. That's equipping each other, equipping ourselves. And I, as your pastor, I vow to be more intentional about equipping you as members of the church, members of this family that we're here together, so that you will be able to influence others. Now, that may mean that sometimes I may say some things that's a wee bit challenging and uncomfortable. And trust me, it is for me too. And it may not tickle your ears, right? But you know what? I realize I don't want my Christianity to be easy. I want it to be effective. I don't want it to be on a red carpet and all special. I want it to be beneficial. I want to matter. I want to be relevant to the body of Christ, to this world. I want to matter for God.
Amen.
There's a purpose and a cause that's way bigger than you or I or both of us put together.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not searching for something that's going to make this so much easier. Because here's the deal. I'm going to heaven. Convinced of that. Bottom line, I'll see you there. It's like guaranteed, right? Okay? I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm in the family. No worries there. I'm in the family. So my focus now should not be, all right, how do I stay in the family? Okay, teach me how to stay in the family. How do I get in the family? My focus now should be, how do I get them in the family? I want them in the family. I want them in the Andes Mountains in the family. I want those kids in Africa in the family. God has wrecked me a few times today. If you couldn't tell during praise and worship, sometimes he just wrecks me and I get emotional because I can't handle that much inside of me, it seems like. But I want my attention now to be not what I can get out of Christianity or church or God, but what can I do to impact the world.
Amen.
Jesus said the same thing. He says, look, the harvest is plenty. It's ready. But our laborers are few. To some of you, it may look like going to Africa, to Ecuador, to Albania. Right, Albania? Yeah. To some of you, it may look like going to your next door neighbor and saying, hey, come over to cooking burgers tonight. For some of you, it may be finding somebody in the parking lot of Tractor Supply and saying, hey, we're having a men's Bible study. That happened this week. And David is here.
Amen.
Good job, Jim. That's what I'm talking about. Equipping. Being part of the family of God and growing this thing. Because it's bigger than ourselves. using our lifestyle, practical evangelism. And we can do this by working together, relationships, building each other up, equipping each other, and allowing God's Spirit and His Word to equip us so that we can grow people. Well, the good news is that means that you are important to this ministry, to ministry, period, not just this one. You're important to the kingdom of God. You can build people up. You can encourage them. You can serve them. You can send them. You can use edification to tell and show people of the love of God. So here's the take home for today. Here's the challenge. Goodness sakes, I got a little fired up there. Sorry about that. It got really hot all of a sudden. Number one, we need to be equipped. Let's just realize this, number one. We need to be equipped. In other words, it's not a one-time thing that happens when you get saved. Bada boom, got it. Okay, I'm good to go. It's a continual process. That's why it comes from Scripture, it comes from God, it comes from each other. It comes from sharing words of encouragement to each other, building each other up. It's a continual process. Pursue it. Look for it. How am I going to be equipped today? Where does it come from? Seek your equipping. So where do you seek? Where do you look for it? It comes from God. It comes from His Spirit. It comes from His Word, and it comes from each other. That's where we get equipped. Number three, what that means is we are called to equip others. If you're in the family of God and you're a Christian today, you have a purpose and you have a calling. One of those is to encourage each other. In some way, be a light to the world around you. Number four, remember what we are built up for. What task are we being equipped? In the simplest form, in Hebrews 13:20 said, to do God's will. More specifically, to house the Spirit of God in your life and on this earth, and to grow God's family and to equip each other. 1 Corinthians 14:26, last scripture. All things are to be done for edification. He's talking about the process of church. And he says, all things are to be done for edification. Here's the deal. Regardless of your needs, I know that some of us are going through terrible times right now, or have, or just maybe just lost somebody, or whatever the case may be. Regardless of where you've come from in your past, regardless of your problems, your needs, or your failures, your age, your status, regardless of how spiritually mature you think you are, bottom line is this, you have a calling. You have an assignment to be equipped and to equip others. And it won't happen by accident. You go, you pursue it. That means that you, everybody say, I am vital to the growth and presence of the kingdom of God on this earth. Think about that. You are vital to the growth and presence of the kingdom of God on this earth. You matter. You at home, in the hospital bed, wherever you're at online, you matter. You make a difference. You're called for a purpose. You matter in the kingdom of God. You have impact. And why is that? Because of the Spirit that's on the inside of you. You've been equipped with the very Spirit of God. Isn't that a blessing? If you would stand with me, please. Let's pray.